It was Ducairne's turn to gaze thoughtfully at Trenaire. That was the frankest admission he'd ever heard out of the Chancellor.
"Tell me, Zamson," the church treasurer said finally, "do you really believe any of the testimony being presented? Be honest, with me at least. You know how the Inquisition goes about extracting confessions, so tell me. Do you think Samuel and Howard Wilson, Samuel and Howard of all people, were molesting children? That they were practicing Shan Wei worship right here in the temple? That they were in treasonous communication with the Church of Caris? That they were planning to cooperate with the Carisians, recognize the legitimacy of the schism in return for Caris' support, in putting one of them on the Grand Vicar's throne here in the temple?"
Trenaire looked away. He stood staring unseeing at the wall mosaics for almost a full minute, then drew a deep breath and looked back at Ducairne.
"No," he said softly. "No, I don't believe that. But I do believe they were conspiring against Jaspar. And by extension, that means against you and me as well. You may be sufficiently confident in your faith to take something like that calmly. I'm not. I'll admit it, I'm not. But it's not just my own security, my own power and comfort I'm thinking about either. Whether they were planning to conspire with the Carisians or not is really beside the point in at least one way. If they'd succeeded in bringing down Jaspar, it would have created a huge power vacuum in the temple and the vicarate. God only knows how that would have worked out, what it would have meant for Mother Church's cohesiveness at this moment. But even worse, they might have tried to bring him down and failed. You think what's happening now is terrible? Well, I can't really disagree. But how much worse would it be if they'd managed to provoke a genuine revolt against Jaspar? Managed to stir up enough of the vicarate to support them? Managed to fracture Mother Church? Fracture Mother Church's vicars with all of the implications that would have for the faith and support of the ordinary people? Do you think that wouldn't have opened the door wide to the Carisians, whether that was what they wanted or not? And do you think for one moment that Raynaud and Jaspar's other hand-picked appointments in the Inquisition and the Schulerite hierarchies wouldn't have stayed loyal to him? What do you think would have happened if the Wilsons had created a genuine civil war inside Mother Church's most senior vicars? You think the cost wouldn't have been immensely worse even than what we're already seeing?"
"I've thought about that," Ducairne admitted. "I'm not sure it could be immensely worse. For that matter, I'm not sure it could be worse at all. But I can't know that it wouldn't be either. And I have to admit that at this moment, I don't see anybody who could possibly stand up to the Inquisition and the hysteria Jaspar's created. Without something, anything with a realistic hope of actually stopping him. And we both know he'd have to be stopped by force at this point. Trying to stop him would only make things worse, I know that. Which is the reason I haven't tried, the reason I'm not planning on trying."
"But," Trenaire began,
"I won't try to stop him, but I'm not going to give him the imprimatur of my support either. Maybe it's sanctimonious, but I'm not going to attend these ghastly murder fests of his. I'm not going to sign any warrants of execution. Not going to approve the murders of any children or give him one single ounce of cover or justification he can't create for himself. He's the Grand Inquisitor. Can you even begin to count the number of times he's told us that? All right, let him be the Grand Inquisitor. Let him take the responsibility, and claim the credit, if there is any, for defeating this vile effort to betray Mother Church to her enemies."
Ducairne's irony was withering, and Trenaire frowned.
"What are you saying you're going to do then, Robert?" he asked after a moment. "If you're not going to oppose him, and you're not going to support him, what? Are you planning on retiring to a monastery somewhere?"
"Oh, I've considered it," Ducairne said very, very softly. "Believe me, Zamson, you cannot imagine how I've considered doing exactly that. But I can't, It would be running away, hiding from my own responsibilities.
Then tell me what you are going to do, Trenair snapped, and his tone was so exasperated that Ducairne surprised them both with a twisted ghost of a smile.
All right, I will.
He let his chair come forward again, folding his arms before him on the desk, leaning over them while he gazed up at Trenair.
I'm going to do my job as Mother Church's treasurer. I'm going to maintain her fiscal health as well as I can in the face of how much this insane war is costing. And somehow, at the same time, I'm going to see to it that the Bedardists and the Pasquillates and the other charitable orders actually get the funding and support they're supposed to have. I'm going to see to it next winter that there are soup kitchens all over Zion, Zomson. I'm going to throw up barracks for the poor to survive the snow and the ice outside our front door. I'm going to build hospitals to care for all of the maimed this war is going to produce, and orphanages to care for all of the orphans it's going to leave. I am finally going to use my position as a vicar of the Church of God Awaiting to do exactly what Michael Stainer and Caleb and Charlene Armagh have accused us, rightly, of not doing.